Hi, I'm Brooks Davis, and I'm here to talk to you about Cherry BSD, a memory-safe operating system built on top of the Cherry architecture. First, a quick introduction to Cherry. Cherry introduces a new hardware type, the capability, much like an integer or a floating point register. Cherry capabilities grant access to bounded regions of virtual address space, and they're protected by tags in both registers and in memory. Cherry is a portable ISA extension, ported to ARM, MIPS, and RISC-V. So architecturally, Cherry capabilities extend pointers from a simple virtual address space, adding tags to ensure their integrity, and bounds to limit the range of address space accessible via a given pointer. They also add permissions, limiting load, store, and fetch operations. The actual implementation, unlike this picture, is 128 bits with the 1-bit tag, which is closer to an acceptable amount of overhead. On Cherry systems, all memory access is performed via capabilities, both explicit, using new instructions, capability load, store, jump, and branch, and implicit via the legacy ISA, using a default data capability and a default program counter capability. Capabilities are used and manipulated in capability registers by capability instructions. These manipulations are monotonic, which is to say that bounds can either be maintained or reduced, and similarly, permissions could be maintained or reduced, but they cannot be increased. Capabilities can be stored in memory, and when they are stored in memory, they're protected by tags. Cherry capabilities were designed from the start to be used as C pointers. This includes a number of things, including allowing them to be temporarily out of bounds between references, and to allow 64-bit integers to be stored in untagged capabilities to preserve, for instance, common uses of int pointer T. There are two compilation modes for Cherry C, a hybrid mode where select pointers are annotated to be capabilities, and a pure capability mode where all pointers are capabilities. Cherry ABI is a pure capability process environment. It's built on Cherry BSD, a modified version of FreeBSD with support for Cherry. In Cherry ABI, all pointers are capabilities, and this includes system call arguments and return values from system calls. Bounds are intended to be minimized. Generally, that's the size of a C language object, whether a dynamic allocation with malloc or as an object reference to an object on the stack. Likewise, pointers returned by the kernel have minimized bounds. Our overall goal with Cherry ABI is to be able to run pure capability programs with simple recompilation, ideally with no programmer intervention. So, one thing that we have thought about as we were working on Cherry ABI is how should systems programmers think about bounds? We've introduced a new concept, the abstract capability. It's the set of permissions of the process. It tracks ghost straight across swapping, and also, and it's constructed and maintained by a collaboration of the kernel and the language runtime. So let's think about the system from power on. At power on, we have two registers, the default data capability and the program counter capability. These contain capabilities that can access everything in the system. All other capability registers are null, and all tags are clear. So there are only two capabilities in existence. Early in boot, we start manipulating capabilities. We built out a working set. We remove the execute permission from DDC and the write permission from the program counter capability. We store one semi-omniscient user space capability, as well as a completely omniscient swap capability to restore capabilities from memory. And then we have our initial running state. Now, let's consider execve, the execution system call. We start out with an empty register file. We go ahead and map a thread stack into the program. We map the program binary, a runtime linker, and some space to hold process arguments and environment. So we have the argument and environment strings. We have the ELF auxiliary arguments vector, the environment array, and the argument array. All of these point into this set of environment and string space. And Oxarg's an environment. Oxarg now points to the environment and argument arrays. There's pointers from Oxarg as well, which is a thing that's always been the case, to the program binary and to the runtime linker. When we start setting up our register file, we set it up with a null default data capability, a program capability pointing to the runtime linker, the stack pointer pointing to the thread stack, and the first argument register pointing to the ELF auxiliary arguments vector. Now, let's talk about the virtual memory system. It has a few tasks here. First, some programmer visible ones, which are to provide new capabilities to newly mapped portions of memory via mmap or the shmat system call. And it also alters and frees those mappings. Additionally, it has the responsibility for maintaining the abstract capability. So it ensures that the correct virtual to physical mappings are in place and that it preserves capabilities across swap. So here's an example of that. Let's consider a page in user space with some capabilities in it. Now, the kernel is going to swap to some storage that doesn't support tags. So inside the kernel, we allocate a tag bitmap. We then read the tags and store them in the tag bitmap and store the bytes from the page in the tag-free storage. When the time comes to swap the page back in, we use the swap root capability to rederive those capabilities and store them in the page. The runtime linker